All right, guys, let's try this out again. Got Blessing the Kings up.
All right, buffing AI.
Triangle's got sap.
All right, let me soulstone the tank. Jeez, Ron, is that a healing shield?
Wait, his HP is a little low. Let me inspect him real quick.
All right, guys, here we go.
Wait. Crap. Oh, my God. All right, I can't. He's down.
Use the freaking soulstone, Ron.
Yep.
Oh, it's not any better. Bubble.
Oh, God. Ice block.
Banish.
Wait, I can do this. Instant summon Voidwalker to off-tank. Sargak, I call you from the shadows. Arise and defend your master.
That's not gonna help us, you fool. He one-shot Sargak.
Son of a bitch.
Welcome, listeners, to another episode of the Filthy Casuals podcast. I am joined here today. I am Tony.
Alan.
Ron.
Mickey Licky, Devourer of Souls.
And Lee.
Today's episode is going to be about the rehabilitation of a Warcraft player.
Never.
Some of us here have known each other for a long time, and of course, through the course of the years of knowing each other, we have also played the wondrous world of Warcraft.
Been disappointed in each other in new and amazing ways.
How many players does Warcraft have currently?
Oh, some ungodly number.
I know at their peak, millions. They had more subscriptions than like most third world nations had people.
I think it was like 11 million, yeah. Right? Like at their peak.
No, close. More than that. January 2014, it was announced that more than 100 million accounts have been created over the game's lifetime.
Son of a bitch.
So yeah, I guess maybe it was 11 million peak playing at the same time.
Yeah. But
that doesn't include the Chinese farmers.
Yes.
And then, hey, aren't you that shaman that multi-boxes? No.
Yeah. So, Warcraft has been a big part of our lives, right? There's been multiple expansions.
That delicious beverage.
New characters to play, old characters to master. I think together we've all probably had about a few months of, or maybe even possible years of actual playtime logged under. Combined?
Oh, yeah.
Playing every day.
World of Warcraft player. If you want to just hate yourself, type /played. Oh. I kind of want to reactivate just to see that number right now.
I'm actually scared. I'm still subscribed, but I haven't logged on in a while. I don't want to check. Last time I checked, I remember it was in months.
But yeah. Then you not only add that one character /played.
Oh, yeah. You got to sum them all up.
All your characters.
Yeah. And never mind the shit that you got to like level 40 and said, fuck this, and deleted it.
Yep.
Because that happened, especially in vanilla. Oh, my God. Leveling a warrior in vanilla. It's like, all right, I've killed two mobs. I got one heroic strike lined up.
Yeah, those are the good old days. How many of us started in vanilla? Did we all?
No.
I got pre-release. I was in beta.
Did you ever get that collector's box?
I did. I've gotten every collector's box until the game turned to shit.
Alan is beta as fuck.
Yeah, Silver Platter did the original beta too.
Considering I have the original Warcraft from DOS, I was dead into the Warcraft stuff.
Blizzard is balls deep into this, man.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Well, they just did their 20th anniversary of Warcraft. In 2014 would have been 20 years.
Did I log in and get the pet for that? I probably did.
So we're at 22 years.
You don't even have to log in anymore. They've gotten that.
Well, I know they used to mailbox it to you. So if you didn't get it out of your mailbox in like 30 or 90 days, then it would just
disappear.
But then you just create a new character and it's there.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah.
Oh, well, that's
nice. Yeah, so by vanilla WoW, I guess we're talking about the... was it 2004?
40 Man Raid.
Was the release date of the original World of Warcraft. It wasn't the first MMO.
No.
But it certainly became one of the biggest. Almost a household name.
Yeah. Well, and it was the one that introduced me into the MMO genre. I never played an MMO before that.
Oh, really? I'm kind of surprised. Mm-hmm. Like, you never picked up Final Fantasy XI or Evercraft?
No.
EverQuest?
I stayed away from it. I tried my darndest to stay away from that gaming genre, right? And I had made a promise. And slowly but surely, my friends began playing. And I thought I had a ringer. I thought I would not play this game until my buddy Chris played. Now, he never played those types of games.
Nicknamed Captain Happy because of how... It's an ironic name, let's say.
And I said I would not play Warcraft until he played Warcraft. And I thought I was safe. I thought at that point, people would leave me alone. They know they would have to get Captain Happy before they would ever get to me.
Mm-hmm.
And
they got Captain Happy.
And yes, when they got Captain Happy.
Yeah.
And the whole crew.
The smile on Ron's face when he knew he got me.
Uh-huh. Oh, I saw that behind me and I'm like, I'm going to pop that shit. It's going to bleed everywhere.
And boy, did it get popped. Because he said, Tony, guess who's playing? And I'm like, well, shit. So there I am building my druid.
Is that what I sound like?
Yes.
I thought there was two of me.
And the best thing was I thought to myself, I choose names seriously. I want to go through everyone's your favorite character because my favorite character was the first character I ever made. His name was Ilatu. And mm-hmm. I spent the better part of 45 minutes deciding that name because it was that super serial to me. I really was. I hate to admit it, but
you
just
really fucking hate my druid then.
Well, which one was it again?
You refused to tank or heal as a druid. You just do boomkin DPS or cat. So God. I made a tank healer druid named Ilatu Sucks.
I remember.
Yeah, same thing happened with shamans because my shaman was called Kajan Sucks.
Mm-hmm. No, but the best part about Ilatu, you remember? The frogs.
Oh, because Ilatu.
We were on a server that was predominantly French Canadian.
Yes.
And
Mugthal, represent motherfuckers.
Yeah, it's a wasteland now if you're Alliance. But yeah, we were in the top raids that were pug raids were frogs. These Frenchies would be running
French Canadians. French Canadians specifically. Even French hate French Canadians. Sorry.
Yeah. And so turns out Ilatu translates to hey you.
Yeah.
So when they saw hey you and hey you sucks, they're like, hey, a pair of druids that aren't American. Let's pick them up. And they're like, don't talk on vent. Talk on fucking vent.
I completely forgot about that. Yeah, we would get picked up all the time. Yeah, and they would, and sometimes they would talk in their froggy language,
mm-hmm.
and we'd be like, what? Like, what are they?
No, every time they talked in frog, we just look at each other and go, ha, 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 ha. And then it was fine.
We.
But, who else loves baguettes here?
I feel your pain on that, taking that long to make a character name, though. I mean. Yeah, it's that's why I get crippled by like Final Fantasy video games. Just like name this character, I'll just say no. I'm going to use the stock name, otherwise I'll be here for 6 hours.
Yeah, and random name generators don't do any justice.
No, it's a big deal. You're going to be known as that in the digital community forever,
especially when you want to pay $15 for a goddamn name change.
Right.
Okay. So Lee, your favorite character.
Name him.
My favorite character will have to be. Originally, it was Tandris, because that was the first character I ever made. It was a mage.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember loving that mage so much because a certain engineer made me a mechanical squirrel. That was my first pet.
Mm-hmm.
And that was why I always ran around with my mage and my squirrel, and life was great, even though I kept dying. But that was great. But no, my favorite character has to be right now Titan Max. The level 100 paladin.
Use all the nukes. Look it up. It's a great show.
So what do you do primarily with Mr. Titan Max?
Primarily, I tank terribly. I am a terrible tank. I'm not raid ready. I'm not professional or anything like that.
Do you use a retribution weapon to tank with?
No, but I use a healing shield every now and then.
Goddamn.
Because it has good stats. And I had a higher armor rating.
You need that spell power for those consecrates.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Pulls out a whole bunch of shit. Okay. Nathan.
Well, my first character, at least first one I remember, was named Makalaka. As in Makalaka High, Makahiney Ho.
Nice. Wow, you know, I've played with you for years, and I never knew that was why.
Mm-hmm.
I just assumed you were insane.
And now, honestly, we respect him less for it.
And so that was my first character, but I did not start on Mugthal. I started on Lightbringer with all like my high school
Lightbringer
friends.
Sucks. Mugthal rules. School rivalries. Fuck you.
And so I played. That was my first character. And then I needed, you know, I wanted to make an alt. So the logical place to go is Makalaka and then Mickey Licky and Moko Loco and Muku Luku and sometimes why.
Damn.
And I don't even try to make up character names anymore.
<It's> Just you just go by that
just
sort
go
of.
By that.
It's just a combination of M's and L's.
Yes.
Other than
K's, L's. There's K's in there.
Other than the occasional like Kajan sucks to make fun of Tony, I did do the Decider was my paladin for a while, but that was
the Decider
10 years ago when that reference was relevant.
Yeah,
I had a priest cheese pizza.
Yes. Yeah, I remember that.
Yep, Bank Hall just hangs out near Stormwind, looking at all the little kids run by. My best one, the main, the fucking paladin. Like even though I haven't played Warcraft in so long seriously, and even played it casually in so long, I am still on board for getting a tattoo of the paladin sigil just because it's been that much of a part of my life. And I conceded. I was like, no, I will stare at this name creation screen for way too long.
Yeah,
and so I just autogen Kansas. Cansus. All right, boom, we're in. Start leveling. Hate life. Everything sucks. Great. Get to level cap. All right, now it'll be good. Everything sucks. Great. Back before there were dual specs and you had to respec every time you wanted to do dailies. Yes. And the amount of money you earned from doing your dailies was just enough to respec again so you get back into tanking.
Mm-hmm. And then every time you respec, it cost a little bit more.
Fuck bags.
Yeah. Bunch of fucking fuck bags.
So one night when I was at home by myself, some might say I have a drinking problem, and I was drunk, and on the TV, a Burger King ad comes on, and now it's kind of blurry, and it was a long time ago, but basically the ad was this guy that was fixing problems in a corporate world with Burger King, because food, and they, at the very end, a woman asks him, what do they call you? They said, they call me the Satisfier. And I just fell out of my chair. Oh, I'm going to do this. And I spent my $15 in fucking unemployment benefits and renamed Kansas to the Satisfier. And then they introduced titles. So I was the Satisfier of the Alliance. And I was like, that's a lot of dick. And I took it all.
Yeah. Hell yeah. And just to go back to that, you already paid a subscription fee for this game.
Yeah.
And yet they still made you pay money to change your name.
Yeah, you know it takes a coder like 15 seconds to do that. And they're just like, oh, that's easy money. It's a brilliant plan. Same thing with all the mounts and shit. Like, this does nothing. It's like an image and it's a rehash. But
the fact that you have it and that person doesn't.
Yeah.
I always would pick the ugliest mount and I would never change it.
What was your favorite character, Alan?
When I first started... I didn't have I was gone. I didn't have any contact with you guys. Mm-hmm. I did the married children thing and disappeared from the face of the planet, but I had Warcraft. So I was in a little haze between religion and all this stuff. So I created Jeebus Scheist, which was a druid. And I love Jeebus Scheist. He sacrificed a lot of lives for me, make me happy. And I played a druid, and I was going along the lines that I was going to heal and help people with the name. But then I would just spam Boomkin Light, but I didn't even pick up the Boomkin. I would just spam that light and yell, holy light, holy light, holy light, and kill the group, and they'd boot me. Eventually, I pissed somebody off so bad that they contacted the developers and said, this name is offensive to me, and they made me change it. So I scrapped it, and I never went back to Druid again. I created a rogue called Sneak Sneak, and that's all I would do, is vanish in groups, and that was it.
So basically, you tried recreating a land destruction deck in WoW.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
Mm-hmm. You weren't there so much. Your fun was to remove other people's fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. The prevention of fun can be fun.
Mm-hmm.
But damn it. But it's true though. Once they take away something from you, you kind of just leave it alone. Like I couldn't play Elotu anymore because eventually they made the druid good and I couldn't handle that. I loved the fact that the druid was bad, right? Like I wanted to play him the way he was. And then they all of a sudden went, we need to make them good. And then I was like, well, I can't play this anymore. I'm just kidding. That's not what it was.
No,
I,
it completely fucking was that. You have this underdog complex that seems to have dissipated a little bit now that in life you're no longer an underdog.
But by God,
did you have an underdog. Like, as soon as we found what sucked, you can bet Tony made three.
Yeah. I was like, yes. For example, let's just go. Let's go into the next thing. Okay, so we all played vanilla, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we all
raided in vanilla.
Yeah, I mean vanilla. I remember I barely did dungeons. I mean, I had no chance of raiding at all. Mm-mm. I mean, I was like, all right, what do I do? Well, you're a druid, yes. Okay, well, you have three specs. You can tank as a bear, you can DPS as a cat, or you can heal. Now,
and you can't do the first two.
And you can't do the first two, so you better
you
heal.
You can barely do the third.
And I'm like, but I want to be the DPS.
I want to be the very best.
Like, yeah.
No one ever was.
And so, no. So I was relegated to, like, you either heal or you just go around questing. Well, so I went around questing.
You healed? Vanilla WoW, you weren't even related to healing. That was not an ineffective use of your mana. Your purpose was to innervate the mage and keep Mark of the Wild up. Because in vanilla, the Paladin Blessing, that shit lasted 5 minutes unless you spent something that costs, like, what, 30 silver?
Yeah. You'd Which have to get tokens to be able to cast your spells. Mm-hmm. It was per person.
Yeah, they didn't have the AoE. There was no raid wide bullshit.
God damn. Back in my day, we had to get 75 reagents.
Yeah, no wonder there was
hundreds
of gold just to keep your raid buff.
That wasn't so bad for, say, doing a regular dungeons. They didn't have heroics back then, but most of the dungeons were 5-man dungeons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sholomance was 10, and Blackrock Spire, I think you could go up to 15. It was, so you do an upper Blackrock Spire, which is where you get the
Ubers and Lubers.
Yeah, Ubers and Lubers. And that's also the Leroy Jenkins is from Ubers.
Yes.
But
Many Whelps,
don't touch the eggs.
But
Leroy Jenkins.
When you would get to do raiding, because Molten Core was a 40-man raid. So when you start thinking about that, like how much time was spent making mage tables for mana
and you food had to have
and like the material cost and then the repair cost.
And people
like,
spend all day gathering the mats, spending the money, just transferring.
Every terminal spell had a reagent associated with it. So innervate had a reagent, all that stuff.
Nathan, well, you actually, forget. Innervate didn't have a reagent. Mages back in the day didn't have a table. You had to make
individually and then make
transfer it to that person.
Oh, Jesus, that is. Well, I forgot how wonderful that was.
You had to have raid members dedicated to keeping the buffs up on the people that are actually doing something.
When the guild bank mattered instead of just holding shit.
Oh, they didn't have guild banks then, I don't think.
Yeah, we had
banks. Was that pretty early?
Yeah, and it was just dedicated to raid mats. So everybody would put into the bank to help the entirety of the group.
Well, and clearly, I mean, in comparison to how it is now, like Blizzard was learning. Or they were going to use the endgame experience then to determine endgame later.
Mm-hmm.
And they were also going to fix the economy because, like, how long did it take to farm to get your epic mount in vanilla WoW?
Like, oh, God.
Because, like, there wasn't ludicrous drops of stuff.
Yeah.
The epic mount cost, what, 100 gold? 200 gold? Something like that?
Yeah. It was 100 gold.
It was 100 gold for regular writing, wasn't
which
it?
Which today is nothing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was
two quests.
That might take you. I mean, it took me many, many weeks of farming to accomplish that. Mm-hmm. Like the game is
many
way
weeks
different.
Handle it.
Mm-hmm. No, that's one of the complaints that have been made where it's a lot of nerfing of the game to make it more accessible and playable. But I mean, some of it needed to happen.
Oh, yeah.
The reagent thing and bullets. You remember bullets and arrows? Oh, that was crap.
Having an actual ammo pouch that took up a bag slot.
That took up a bag slot. What the fuck, Blizzard?
That's right. I completely forgot. Yeah, don't forget.
You'd have to buy quivers, and each one had so many in it.
And don't forget.
And then each one was different.
And the quivers would give a bonus.
Depending on what you had in it.
Yeah.
And like then you 10%. Would have to, and you had to pay an engineer if you wanted to get the end game ammunition.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. I wouldn't even try to play that today. I would just be like, no, fuck this. Because I'm a filthy casual. But
like crafting was kind of terrible then too. And well, in comparison now.
The crafting then, it pretty much made you go to somebody else with a trade that you didn't have. So yeah. It really played off of economies.
Like, it pushed that economy sort of stuff.
So it was a team building thing. You had to have these people. Then it just became, all right, screw all this stuff. We have guilds now and we do our own thing. We're just going to get professions that make money and sell on the auction house. That's all it became.
Yeah. I will say Vanilla WoW for me sort of had this Wild West or like a New Frontier feel to it just because there was no flying. People weren't like wikis didn't really exist yet because this is 2004. Yeah. So like WoW Wiki is just starting and all that. And so I spent a lot of time just trying to get my mount up to where the world tree would be.
Huh.
You know, and you know how you can kind of get up there or going over Ironforge.
Yeah.
You used to be able to sneak your way up around and slow fall down, you know, doing shit like that. But
or even explore.
There, explore yeah, just exploring.
And accidentally find that mob that's too big and it kills you. And you're just like, what the fuck was that?
Yeah. But also trying to do like there were weird things that you could do with certain type of equipment because like they hadn't really planned things out well or knew what the players were going to do. Mm-hmm. So, like, you could do things like, okay, well, I'm playing a druid, feral spec is shit, arcane spec is shit. Mm-hmm. We're only allowed to heal, if that. We're allowed to innervate. All right. But the mechanics of dire bear mode is that you get 3.6 times the armor of what you're wearing, but you're limited to leather armor. Leather,
yeah.
However, if you're an elemental leather worker, you can create a particular set of leather armor that had twice the armor rating of normal leather armor. So you could do that kind of weird min-maxing thing like, okay, I'm going to make an indestructible bear and then do nothing with it because I have no effective taunt.
Yeah, can't really be an effective
taunt. It was just kind of interesting, the kind of weird things. Or like, there were areas in the game you would find and there would be like little bottles in the beach.
And didn't we also all have that wish when we flew from Ironforge to anywhere, where you flew over that epic fight scene between the dwarves and that airstrip.
Yeah.
And you feel like, oh, I want to be there. And they would always fight against whatever, the Trogs or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And by the time they introduced flying, I never went there.
Well, there was also that one hidden place that was in, it was on the elf side. And it was trolls. They were having a dance party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a big idea how much time I spent trying to get there. Hours.
The troll day.
Hours wasted.
When you could clip into old Ironforge.
Yeah.
There was this wall that you'd like to have to jump or do something. Anyway, you'd clip through the wall and you would end up on this path and it leads you down. And there's just, you know, unfinished stuff and lava. And so what you do is when one of your roommates goes to take a piss or pick up food, do something human or normal, you fuck them. And you clip him into old Ironforge. Yeah. You clip him into old Ironforge. You delete their hearthstone. And then you laugh and go back to your desk.
God damn. That's fucking mean.
That may be the most fucked up thing I've ever heard.
And you realize then you'd have to chat with some sort of Blizzard dev. Like, please help me. I'm lost here.
How did you get there?
I don't know. You can't do it with... Yeah, I don't know. I came back and was here. You can't do it to a shaman because they have their built-in hearthstone.
Yeah.
So it wasn't as funny the first time I did it.
Oh, man. Yeah, there were some interesting little things like that, little unfinished areas that sort of led you to wonder what's coming because I... Remember, there was, you know, when the old Ironforge clipping thing was discovered, then that brings all the speculation as to, oh, are we going to get an expansion that involves going into Ironforge?
Yeah. And, the Dark Iron's going to bore out Ironforge?
Yeah, that kind of shit. There's all little things all over that in some of the instances.
But also, everything was so big. I remember the dungeons were just so wide and expansive. You didn't know what the fuck door to go into unless someone knew. And we had to have a Sherpa to get us through fucking places. Yeah. I remember, like, I don't know what I'm doing. I just remember we're following this dude.
That couldn't be fun for anyone. Yeah. It wasn't enjoyable for the players to have to march across fucking fields. And as, like, designers and artists, like, really, you guys, 50% of the work you put in is background shit that no one's going to pay attention to. I mean,
some people did, but
yeah, but I mean, it's like, oh, did you see this particular stone in Ulduar? No, I took the teleporter.
Yeah.
Like, what was the point of the teleporter? Just make a smaller dungeon. Like, we only want it to feel huge and epic. It feels long and boring.
Well, no, I want to get back to that because that's what ended up happening. If you remember, because this is the next thing I want to talk about is
what you guys are all talking about right now is the vanilla.
Yeah.
Nobody for the past, 4 years now will ever know what that is because the entirety of WoW.
It's gone.
Has changed. Yeah, changed.
Au contraire, mon frère.
The majority of it has.
As of a week ago, Blizzard just went ahead and filed a lawsuit to close down all the old private vanilla servers. They were still running up until recently.
Well, that's just going to get the game are ever going to know, okay, they have these private servers running.
Oh, they're the private servers are all over the place. They're announced. I mean, you go to any WoW.
But I'm talking about somebody going into the store, GameStop, buying WoW.
Yeah.
Well, keep in mind, this is coming from someone who's still playing WoW actively to this day. You can go online, and every other day on Trade Chat, they're talking about the PTR, the private servers, the vanilla servers. They're always flashing back to vanilla. I mean, it's a big thing. I mean, you go onto the Facebook WoW forums, you go into any forum for WoW, and you can find out how to get to these vanilla private servers and get in there and have a good time.
Good Warcraft?
Yeah. And by good, you're talking about, having to farm all your stuff and spend hundreds of gold just to be able to get on a slow-moving mount.
Yeah. I mean, it's got nostalgia.
Yeah, it's got nostalgia.
I wouldn't say I want to play it.
Exactly.
World Warcraft.
When it first came out, it was, for me, you guys are complaining, it's hard. But you felt accomplished when you finally got that.
Yeah.
Now, you run a dungeon, you're like, oh, I have one of the best pieces of gear. Cool. And you spend like a month doing that, and you're like, I'm done with this game now.
Well, the thing is also back then, you didn't have the ability to just go to one of many websites and they've already min-maxed for you.
Yeah.
They just tell you, get this piece, do this to it.
Yeah. I mean, you could probably experience that same type of nostalgic, I don't know how this is going to work experience by just never going on the internet. And obviously, lots of people do that. Never have been on the internet.
I like to get my information from books.
I subscribe to a Blizzard email letter and they tell me things. Moving on.
but I was gonna say with that Ulduar situation came because if we remember, vanilla WoW changed drastically, right? They're like, they announced the first Warcraft expansion, the Burning Crusade.
Now, Space Squids.
Now that one that's near and dear to my heart because that's when Warcraft became a little more accessible to me, right? I was always this druid who was in a world of never really being anything.
Oh, yeah, because druid was terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. I played a druid, so I totally see
that. And that's also at the end of that expansion is when we start getting dual specs, right?
Although in PvP, you could never die and run flags like a beast.
Yeah, it was it was about when BC was about to come out when they introduced it.
Yeah.
Okay. Because, I feel that BC, they made enough of the changes in the game to make it less painful of a grind.
Yeah.
You know, the story, we make the joke of the warrior leveling, killed three pigs, and now we can heroic strike once, but that's a thing.
Yeah.
And that's shit. There's nothing fun about having an action bar full of abilities and not being able to use them because you haven't punched the pig enough.
Yeah. it's true. And I remember when they announced it, they announced two new playable races, and I was like, holy crap, what are they? And for the Horde side, you got your Blood Elves, which looked pretty cool, these green-eyed, sort of crazy-looking elves.
Yeah, I mean, for Rule 34, they were amazing.
Yeah, I mean, they're pretty damn sexy. But and then for the Alliance side, they got this strange creature called the Draenei, and everybody was excited. And I included, because they were going to include because in Vanilla, Horde side had Shaman as the only playable.
It was exclusive to Horde.
Exclusive. Yeah. And then a Paladin was exclusive
to Alliance.
To Alliance. And Burning Crusade, it changed all that.
And that's partly because coming out of the because Warcraft started out as a real-time strategy game, and they had historically presented Death Knights as opposed to Paladins were the distinguishing differences between the two factions. So when they went into WoW, they sort of maintained that by Alliance keeps Paladins. But clearly they weren't going to have Death Knights yet, so they did Shaman.
A Shaman, which was not necessarily equivalent, but it was still good because it had its own thing.
So then as Tony's saying, Burning Crusade, the big change, I mean, aside from redefining the economy and opening up all new worlds, was allowing shaman in the Alliance and paladins in the
Burning Crusade, BC, big change, mind blown.
Also introduced
podcast over.
Also introduced Bloodlust.
Yeah, the Alliance side. Yeah, Bloodlust was one of the most important buffs in vanilla.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Six kinds of horse shit that Horde had that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
30% haste made for everyone, made casting faster, made attacks quicker. And Alliance never had it. I say we because I'm an Alliance, you know, like.
Yeah, fuck Sneak Apes.
Okay, we'll get to that in a moment. Hold on to that anger. But yeah, but I want to get to the horse shit of the Draenei, because the first thing I got to say, and this has been my complaint for a long time, and all of you have heard it, but the listeners haven't, was Blizzard announced just a few years ago when they introduced pandas into the game, that they were going to introduce pandas much earlier. They were actually going to introduce pandas in the first expansion. Pandas were going to be on the Alliance side. But they decided that pandas were going to be such a cool thing to introduce that they thought that the people who played Horde would just feel so left out. So instead they made these Draenei, which are squid goats. Space-faring squid goats. Like, body of a fucking goat, goddamn squid billy face, mm-hmm. and they were blue, mm-hmm. blue as the fucking day is long, and the only reason why I played one is because I wanted to play Shaman real bad.
The only reason I played one was because it was a female, and my god, did they have a walk on them.
Yeah, like you have heels built into your feet, and your ass pops out like a sore thumb.
And Blizzard wasn't really about keeping... being at least being mindful of over sexualization.
Yeah,
not at that time. Anyways.
Not at that time.
Not at Overwatch.
What do you mean they're not still Overwatch?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, well, in World of Warcraft though, you would farm your slut armor and then make your slash slut macro where you would drop the pole that you dance around and your armor is a bikini and
I completely shorties. Forgot about that, Brinkers. That's right. You would keep that fucking quest item and you'd be a Draenei stripper.
Yep.
Wow, Blizzard. Okay. Anyways.
Ah, the memories.
Yeah. Don't worry, you don't have to log out to FAP. We got you taken care of. Just rub one out, Kleenex, get back to the game, guys.
So,
what it was you were a female paladin, so you were a defender of the light by day,
and stripper by night. Fucking popping that. Anyways, but so that was part of my Warcraft rehab was finally allowing myself to be angry at Blizzard for the fact that I could have had a panda shaman since Burning Crusade, but instead I had to love a goat.
And you loved your goat.
Not in the way that a Greek person loves her goat, but in the way that only a man who created
Draenei. Is it actually true that if you put a Draenei's legs inside your boots, they can't get away or bite?
Damn. Damn.
That's kind of interesting that they thought about doing pandas earlier. I wonder how that would have changed the evolution of the story because,
true.
Burning Crusade introduced the Nauru. It made
the
light not not like a religious force, but...
but an actual...
but like, just some kind of entity, universal, constant kind of thing.
And I just want to say that the Nauru and the light, that's Alliance because Horde is evil and they're stink apes. Mm-hmm. The stink apes, what are they actually called?
Stink apes.
Orcs. Orcs. The stink apes. Now, the way it works...
it's funny because I played Horde for all of my years playing, and you guys have always...
and Alan, we have forgiven you.
Yeah, everyone makes mistakes.
I don't need the forgiveness.
Alan, you've made many mistakes in your life.
I was the stink ape stalking Ron.
No.
Alan, you've made many mistakes in your life. This was just another one.
Now, the secret tech of stink ape. The Zeppelins. They're planes. They don't have skyships. They have balloons that have ropes on them.
Dirigibles.
Now, how do those balloons float? Do they have helium? Or do you do
stink gas?
There's actually orcs laying down inside the balloon, and their stink is lighter than air. That's why it wafts towards you, mm-hmm. and so the stink lifts the ship because the earth is also repulsing the stink away. So the secret is to weight the ship down enough to where the stink doesn't take you into orbit.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? I realize how much I hated the Horde side. And I've never...
did a great job at making you hate the other faction.
I don't know why. I mean, I refused to play a Horde character.
Yep.
I just didn't want to. It was like one of those things I would look and I'm like, why do I want to be a troll?
Yeah, undead racial
because they're amazing.
PvP. Nope, yeah. Fuck them.
Their racial though was amazing.
For no, Horde were great for PvP, but I never had a moment in my mind where I was like, "Oh man, I cannot wait to make an undead rogue." Mm-hmm. I was like, "No,
no, I think
fuck the Horde." It's like it was football, and like I was a fucking Raiders fan, and I just couldn't get over myself.
There was that one brief moment when Mugthal had crashed on us. And it was down for like a while. And we all switched over to a Horde server and we all made cows, remember? I made Choco Mood because it was a chocolate mood. Mm-hmm. And then what did you make? Dairy Cow?
Dairy Cow.
Yeah. So
the only race I liked was the Tauren on the Horde side. Because
I felt out of place.
Because they had that Native American feel to them.
No, yes. The thing is, in the storyline, the Horde was just a bunch of factions that got jammed together at gunpoint.
Yeah.
Like the trolls and the Taurens, why the fuck would they join the orcs or the undead?
Because the undead's a little different. But in Warcraft 3, did you ever play that?
No, yeah, it's all relative.
They come together in Warcraft 3.
Yeah,
okay.
Because Thrall leads the ogres, not ogres, the trolls to Kalimdor from the Eastern Kingdoms. And when they arrive, the Taurens are fighting. I think the Bristlebacks or whatever the low level.
And they helped them.
Yeah, they helped them, and so you know. They see the nobility of each other, and that's the one that Blizzard had trouble with.
Pretty much, they wanted that nobility. It's like they respected me, I respect them. They helped each other,
and that's fair because
humans are
the trolls were kind of an alliance of convenience, at least at first.
Yeah, but the thing is, Thrall is Stink Ape Jesus.
Okay, yeah.
If we remove Thrall from the equation, Stink Apes are fucking worthless.
Okay,
he's the only Stink Ape that matters in the World of Warcraft universe.
Yeah, and that's a line that was really difficult for Blizzard to... I felt while playing was because...
All the other ones are evil.
In order to recuperate the Horde, they had to like really make them like the super good guys. But then to continue having the conflict. Alliance versus Horde, it had to be like really petty shit.
Yeah.
I think they got better... Like once they finished their recuperation of the Horde and then realized they had just been basically like masturbating to pictures of Thrall, Chris Metzen was... They sort of balanced it out a little bit.
No, you want to talk about balancing alliance and Horde? Is there an alliance just in statue front of Blizzard yet?
Because
there's a Stink Ape statue in front. That's like having a giant Raiders logo burned into your front yard. I don't respect you.
Well, and humans are always humans have always been the like not interesting characters to play in games. Especially... Before they did the rollout of new characters,
but the female humans have the Macarena. How can we not be awesome?
They're not as exciting as
if you guys haven't noticed yet. Lee is very into all the vanity stuff of WoW, not the actual game.
Megan loved that shit too. Like Megan was way into.
No, when they introduced Don Carlos's hat. Lost weight with how much he was jacking off.
Favorite raiding helmet.
You do not even know. The night that we got that hat. Okay, so there was a dungeon where you could go in, and there was this guy called
Don Carlos. Lee, you're too far away from your mic.
There was this guy called Don Carlos. And homeboy was in the dungeon just riding around randomly with his dog. And if you killed him, he gave you this hat. And if you wore the hat and clicked on it, it would summon a ghost wolf to hang out with you. Now, the hat was a big old black mariachi hat. So, my wife, myself, I can't remember who else I got to do that. Probably you, Nathan.
Probably.
And we got ourselves, and we actually had someone craft us the tuxedo shirt, tuxedo pants, tuxedo shoes, and we were the mariachi. Straight up mariachi. It was amazing.
He lived his Mexican dreams of being a mariachi player in the virtual world.
It was. Mm-hmm. It was. And to this day, I still have all that gear sitting on my paladin. In his bank.
Yep.
Waiting for the day that the mariachi returns. But no, I mean, I'm not the only one. Let me interject on this. I'm not the only one that has a flair for the vanity. Mr. Ron comes back to play WoW for a week and goes, we're going to go do Ice Crown. Big raid. It's already like two expansions behind now.
Yeah.
So it's basically on farm where you can just go in, run through it, get to the last boss, and there's a chance that a mount drops. It's like, hey, good luck. You know, maybe you can get it, maybe you don't. Terrible percentage chance. One of our group friends has been doing this thing every week. Never got the mount to drop. Hey, Ron, you're back for a week. Why don't you join us? Sure. Get in there. Gets all the way to the last boss. The mount drops. She's in that group. She's been farming it for years. He's there for 1 week. He wins the roll. He gets the mount, stops playing WoW.
That mount is like one more notch on the achievement belt.
Exactly.
Which honestly is the most important thing in life.
Oh, achievements? Like, if you want me to excel at anything, make achievements.
It's true.
Like, here's something trivial and useless that you can just say, I did this and you didn't. I did it and you didn't. And I will do it.
That's why I have a college degree.
Right? No, I never thought of it that way. Now I'm going to enroll. But, oh man, grinding achievement points. Grinding useless shit.
But like, and BC was the one that put achievements. Yeah. That started the whole thing of achievements. Yeah. And that was bad. I thought that was a bad idea, but now I'm stuck on achievements.
It was that whole Ron concept is, okay, we're moving up. Let's get more people. Let's add this achievement thing because we know there's a lot of games out there on the Xboxes and stuff that started doing the achievement thing. We're going to do it in this.
And we want to get completionists.
Yeah.
The gamification of games.
Yes. Yeah, yes, very much so.
Your people all over the YouTube posting the world first for this achievement.
Oh, and
this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it became a huge thing.
Oh, yeah. And anytime you earned an achievement, they totally Michael Bayed it. Like your screen would flash and it would say it in guild chat and people near you would see it and just, I'm amazing. Dude, you hit level 20. Amazing.
Well, some of those things were pretty damn decadent. Like, I can remember getting the what was the giant tundra mount that you could buy in Dalaran? Yeah. Buying the elephant, buying the mech engineer's chopper,
mm-hmm.
and getting the max mounts.
The elephant
achievement that would all hold at the same two time, people,
and it had a vendor on it.
Yep.
I was always the one because we do that when they open the vault thing mm-hmm. and you could get the elephant mount that could hold two other people. Plus it had a vendor on it.
Yeah.
So you could vendor the raids and stuff.
Vendor mount was incredible.
Seriously.
So they're like, pull your elephant out. No.
No.
No. Yeah,
Jeeves is still on a fucking timer, but vendor mount's here.
Mm-hmm. I just going back to BC, that was like, again, I think for a lot of us, the start of a great sort of jumping into we actually finish content, actually complete content, and feel like we're actually progressing in something, as opposed to being in this sort of vast dungeon where you don't have to do this wing. Oh, let's do this wing or whatever. Now it was like 5-man dungeons you can go through, get lore and storyline that you can actually be a part of, and that was one of the nice things about Burning Crusade was you actually finally got into the lore.
They've been getting better and better at making lore-based quests that you are involved in. They've done a really good job with
and
that.
I think that's the whole reason why they revamped the entire beginning, too, was to make you feel like you were part of that.
They revamped the entire beginning because when they started, it was, here's a shitload of quests, go do them. Now it's like a storyline of quests, and you follow them through the game.
And honestly, that is so much better.
It is.
Because the leveling process, you'd pick and choose, like, this one's not worth experience, not even going to do it. So you miss that story. Now they just consolidated, mm-hmm. and it's a path. You walk it.
But at the same time, we don't have any more of this bullshit that it by the way, I own the World of Warcraft board game, and they brought it back in the board game, which is, all right, you're starting at location X. Now, if you travel to locations Z, B, Y, and A, you will complete this quest. Doesn't this quest give the same amount of experience as killing 20 hogs? Yes. I'm going to kill 20 hogs.
and that was a big problem because you couldn't get a lot of lore off of killing 20 hogs.
Yeah.
You couldn't get a whole lot of livers either, for that matter.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The mythical creatures that walk around without hooves.
Yeah, nothing.
And eat and breathe without heads.
Like, what the fuck did you do? Now, mind you, yes, I'm a mage. I'm throwing fireballs at pigs. I'm not surprised all I can pull out is a liver out of that.
Yeah.
But if I'm hacking and slashing, I'm going to get a few more things out of that. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
When they put the vanilla WoW quest together, I think they definitely thought... I think, one, they didn't know exactly where they were going to go with an expansion because mm-hmm. it was also 3 years before they did Burning Crusade.
That's true.
And I think they had a lot of potential options because, like, I actually went and did the Lore Master achievement before they made it easier to get.
Mm-hmm.
So I did, like, virtually every single quest in the original game. Mm-hmm. And there were a lot of false starts in that. Like, you'd have mm-hmm. this quest line that explores, it hints at something greater, and then it just kind of stops. And you go, oh, they could totally bring this back and such. There, And then the environment too, like they had those green portals. They had one on Kalimdor. They had a couple, because there was one just at anywhere that area fourth, south of Elwynn Forest. What was that called? Duskwood. Shadow something? Duskwood. Mm-hmm. They had that little portal in Duskwood. Like what the hell was this for? Mm-hmm. It serves no purpose. I don't think they made any connection to it at all. Mm-hmm. It may not even be there anymore.
It's still there. There's still a there. Dragon there.
It's like, it's, what, yeah. the hell a was, dragon. What the hell was that for?
That's where they put the world dragons, the world bosses.
Yeah, well, they brought later. But, you know, it implied that it was tied to the Emerald Dream. Yeah, I mean, they had, to get onto the lore, just to say, like, they definitely had places that they could have gone or they wanted to go. And that always kept me in the game was, one, the social aspect, and two, that the lore was interesting.
Now, before we get totally judged because someone's going to mention this, yes, we do remember Encourage. That was something before Burning Crusade. In fact, that was the expansion just before Burning Crusade was Encourage.
Oh, yeah. Getting the achievement because it's red?
They significantly expanded Silithus. Is that the
Silithus? Yeah.
Now, the Silithus
thing, it became kind of a quest hub for a little while.
That was actually really cool where it was a faction race to open the gates.
They were beginning to play.
That was cool. That was.
Because they also did the faction race. I don't know if it was a faction race or it was just a... There was a world component to opening the dark portal, if I recall.
It was the dark portal was co-faction. You both had to do it. The Silithus was
a competition.
Yeah, a competition. That was, we're going to get all this stuff before you do.
Now that must have been...
That was a war in Silithus every single day
until and that was released. Fantastic. And... Can you imagine being on the winning side when that occurs? Just like the feels?
It was amazing. Yeah. I was on Horde. We did it.
And I think they tried to bring
That's why you stink.
And I think they did that fucking because stinky. They did that and they remade that when they did Wintergrasp. It was that sort of like...
Yeah, unfortunately with Wintergrasp, it... I don't know if it did it so much with the AQ gates, but in Wintergrasp, you really immediately knew which faction owned this server.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would give you the best idea of what side.
The gates, that thing was a one. Once it was done, it was done.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, whereas Wintergrasp was a perpetual trade-off. Well, it could have been a perpetual trade-off.
It should have been a perpetual trade-off, but what it was this is an Alliance server. This is a Horde server.
Yeah. And then we would call each other on the phone.
Then it was time sensitive too, because Alliance, probably East Coast, Horde, West Coast, whatever you want to call it. But there were times you would get on where the other side would dominate because
those characters were on. One.
And we would call each other on the phone for that. We would be, I remember Lee would text me, dude, Wintergrass, we have it. Come online. I'm all shit.
Do you remember the Isle of Games?
When it would take like 2 days to complete one.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
When you were actually summoning the giant tree in the middle.
Oh, no. That's Ultrak Valley.
Oh, that. There it comes. Wait for it.
Week and month long AVs.
Yes.
And then they fixed it and we had Bunkin' with Belinda.
I was hoping you would get to talk about our epic night.
Oh, man. So we actually made a guild based on this. So AV, 40v40, Horde Alliance, giant frosty battlefield. We ditched our guilds, which is kind of a big deal because now you get so many perks from being in a guild. Mm-hmm. We're like, no, we have to do this. And we turtled every BG because they made PvP gear so accessible that it didn't take long for unemployed people to acquire it. Mm-hmm. So once we had acquired it, we just wanted to have fun and ruin people's lives. Mm-hmm. So Alan can respect that.
Yeah.
So what we would do is
I was part of that, even though I wasn't on your server.
Yeah. We would have our 7 to 10 people because we used an add-on called AV Enabler, which allowed us to queue as a party of 10 instead of a party of 5. I don't want to win. But we would start telling people before the gates open, we have to defend Belinda. And I would give these terrible speeches like the hemorrhoids of Belinda's ass will burst upon our eyes and the blessed pus will revive and rejuvenate you. We must save her. Stuff like that.
Damn.
And I remember one time being told, the Satisfier, you have a way with words. Mm-hmm, I think I screen capped that.
You're a fucking poet.
Yeah. And so, the point was run to Belinda, which is the first of two bosses. And, you know, the mid-boss is worth, like, what, it was 600 points to win AV, and mid-boss was worth, like, 50 or 100, mm-hmm. and each tower is worth, like, 50.
Each tower's worth 50.
And then
50.
Final boss, like, 100 or 150, something like that. Anyway, so mid-boss was supposed to be the thing that you just kind of get out of the way on the way to towers. So we would
every tower that you would take and every sub-boss would
reduce their ranks
and damage dealt like each to kill, the boss.
Yeah, each kill was 1 point. But taking out a tower or a boss was lots of points. And that's what you're supposed to do. But we were like, fuck that. So we defended the 50-point boss and caused them to wipe on it, which caused them to spawn back at their original spawn point because they had nowhere else. We bottlenecked them and caused a turtle. And we would just find one of the many choke points in AV that they clearly had to have known about and wanted and just farmed Horde. So we'd have people screaming like, we want the BG over. We're just grinding gear. And we'd just be like, lol, we're going to kill noobs. And we would spend 30 minutes grinding down somewhere between 3 and 4. Well, no, it was 600 points, but they would take out towers.
Yeah.
So we would probably kill like 300 people. And that was fucking awesome. Just being a fucking range paladin, you just hit tab repeatedly while hitting execute because your execute's ranged because that's fair.
That and you send your pet for all the invisibles.
Yeah.
Because your pet would stick to an invisible person and kill them anyway.
Or just you have the one dickhead frost mage or warlock that's at the bottleneck in Frostwolf doing AoE so none of the stealthers can get through.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute, what is this thing called Seat of Corruption? Oh, fuck.
You have the one warlock doing it wrong, standing out there like, isn't that hurting you, dude? It's worth it. Just fire.
Yeah, hellfire back when it just killed you.
God damn it. This was all BC era.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Burning Crusade, like I said, Burning Crusade did one thing I think, okay, Nathan, you brought up a really excellent point. What I was going to say was, I believe lore and original Warcraft was something you had to search for.
Yeah.
And Burning Crusade, they heard the complaints, they heard the critiques, and they decided to put lore right then and there. I mean, I think they put additional lore for those who really searched for it, but I think it was mostly
you could find extra shit if you were hunting.
But yeah, but in Burning Crusade, it was mostly lore here in front of you. Now you'll get the story as you play.
And I think that Blizzard was actually experimenting in the first game with having an environment that was just taking stock.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, they may even describe it that way, where Vanilla WoW was just, okay, we've had three brutal wars. Or three games at least. There's Brutal Wars and Arthas has gone away. What's left? And so most of your quests was just like, what's the status quo?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Burning Crusade was a sea change in how the game ran, which was, shit, here's an existential crisis. The Dark Portal. We need to go through the Dark Portal or it opens again. Or zombies attack.
And it also brought
you engaged in the, like the whole world began to shift towards a single goal.
Yeah. And it also brought the essence of the expansions, which was where we are now at Apocalypse.
Yeah.
And every expansion, unfortunately, brings the game to that point. There has been several Apocalypse.
I don't think that word was ever intended to have plurals.
No. Yeah. And World of Warcraft, yes, it is.
Yeah. Oh, it's that metropolis thing. Like, where the fuck do you live in this city?
Yeah. Shit happens here all the goddamn time. Terrible. You know,
describing it, it just occurred to me that maybe the reason why they didn't do pandas and they decided to go with space goat squids.
Space goat, coast to coast, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Was that the expansion to Warcraft 2 was Beyond the Dark Portal. And so that's the connection for Burning Crusade to the original Warcraft story,
mm-hmm.
is that Khadgar stayed behind, like a bunch of people stayed mm-hmm. behind. And that's what you just sort of jump into what's been going on now, for the last 30 years.
Yeah.
I know that
I still want my goddamn pandas.
I know that like in writing and storytelling that killing someone off, either that's something that you have to justify. It has to be this big thing. If you're just killing people off willy-nilly, I mean, it's working for Game of Thrones, but I think that's just a reflection of how fucked our society is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's kind of a cop-out to just kill someone. Like, oh, this is a loose end, boom, dead. But at the same time, the amount of people that do not die in World of Warcraft, oh my god. Oh, like, yeah. Garrosh, literally, the pedophile. Okay, I'm going to say this once because they don't know. Anduin is a pedophile. So, the pedophile is laying on the ground, and Garrosh is there with an axe.
Like it was a total was that movie Hey Baby, Hairy Chest, making fun of 007.
Oh, Austin Powers.
Yeah, it was a total Austin Powers moment where it's like, let's kill him. No, I'm going to let him live so they can see what I... No, like, let's have a bonding moment right now. I'll go get my gun. Let's kill him.
Let's kill him.
Like, if you want to piss this guy off, don't break his son. Kill him.
Mm-hmm.
No, this will be relevant for plot later. Oh, my God. Like, the day that the pedophile lived, I think I stopped playing WoW. I am so
and that,
done.
And with that was Mists of Pandaria.
Yeah, that stupid fucking hippie pedophile. Just like, no, I must experience these new people. Like, no, we're a war-based community. Assimilate them like the Borg.
Yeah.
It just,
Bolvar didn't die.
Yeah.
He just became the new Lich King.
Yeah, he's just chilling on a chair of ice.
Literally.
Yeah. I mean, I get the chair of ice is probably pretty sweet considering how fucking burned he is.
Yeah. Oh, it's like so soothing. Good. So fucking. And actually, that's why he took the helm. No, fuck this.
Yeah.
Put the helm on. It's so fucking soothing. You don't even know.
Like, if you've ever had that moment where Mexican food is racing the clock and you make it to the toilet and release, he's feeling that constantly.
Yeah. All the time.
Because he's sitting on his throne of ice.
It is. Oh, no. I mean, just to jump
also
to that
Mirzul,
moment.
Also, Mirzul. That's why they're not attacking.
Yeah. That's true. And so, but we jump to that, right? I mean, we all here staved off the apocalypse thanks to our combined efforts in stopping the burning crusade.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even remember what we were supposed to do going through there now. I remember Illidan at the Black Temple, but what was the immediate crisis?
Remember, they came. They were going to come through the dark portal. They were going to.
That's right. Because we entered in on the boss pit fight. That's right.
Yeah.
I apologize.
No. It's okay. Yeah. It's okay.
We took
filthy,
the best defense,
fucking casual.
Because then we didn't like do anything with demons for like the rest of that campaign until we got to endgame.
Yep. Yeah. Exactly. It became like Nesting Wherries adventure, shooting animals, and learning to hate PETA,
which was all fun. But
The Burning Crusade, that was pretty fantastic. Like, we're going to enter the Hellfire Peninsula. There's a giant mech walking around that'll just wreck your
and
shit.
And who the fuck names these places?
Oh yeah.
Like.
No. The thing is, with Hellfire, like, everything's in ruins. Everything's destroyed. Your base is under assault. Oh my God, the quest giver died. And then we just do one flight path and it's like, oh, this is a tropical paradise. There's a river right here. Would you like to farm some kodos or some ostriches or something?
Yeah.
It's just like,
it's fan-fucking-tastic.
Why the fuck isn't that giant mech coming over here and pissing on your parade?
Yeah.
But,
I think,
but,
oh my God, the film machine, I forgot about
but
that.
If you did all the story missions there, you would actually get onto the inside of that crater around the edges. There were the demons and stuff starting to take over that area.
That's true.
So you were stopping them from destroying that crater.
Oh, so convenient plot and mechanic.
Yes.
I showed up just in time to save this paradise by mass executing all the wildlife.
And remember, we spent our collective Warcraft lives in that area. The Burning Crusade was on that off-destroyed world. And then it brought us back for a moment when we had to destroy finally, what's his name? It wasn't Illidan in the Black Temple. It was the sun. Oh gosh, it's the Blood Elf part of the storyline. The Isle of Quel.
Kel'Danas.
The Isle of Camping.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Isle of Solnor.
Remember, it brought us back into the vanilla world.
Into Azeroth.
You had to do a lot with the Nauru and the Light.
Yes, Nauru and the Light. And then finally, once we all saved the world collectively, got ourselves camped in that fucking area because PvP sucked, and then they announced the next expansion.
Wrath of the Lich King.
Finally, people who played the RTSs were finally going to get that completion, finally seeing Arthas again in the game, and we were all excited because with every expansion comes the buffs at the very end of the
Super Saiyan patch.
The Super Saiyan patch, thank you, yes. Where all of a sudden your class gets all these awesome ass buffs and you kill everything.
Yeah, the 1 month per 2 years where Rhett Paladins are playable.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. What is that Rhett Paladin doing? I remember times in PvP, you would just run as Rhett Paladin during that.
Let's just spin and win.
And just spin and win,
I remember Mag Theridan's lair, we opted not to have healers because when we had healers, a Rhett Paladin spinning topped damage and healing charts.
So they would just spin and win.
Spin and win.
Oh, you bring
up, like a fucking infomercial, spin and win.
You bring up Mag Theridan's lair, and one of the things that I appreciate about Burning Crusade was they retuned the raids. No yes. more 40-man raids mm-hmm. because those yeah. were fucking yeah. terrible.
Yeah, yeah.
I think
we're not.
Mag Theridan was 20-man at most, but yeah. most of them were in the like the 10-15 mm-hmm. category.
Mm-hmm. Carazon.
But Wrath, when they went into Wrath, and I got to say, I was so stoked about that coming out because mm-hmm. I remember going to BlizzCon.
Mm-hmm.
I think we went that year.
Yeah.
And just seeing the artwork for it and the runes, I don't know. I still feel it today. They still like, had, I want to log in now
yeah.
and play.
No, and they had the fucking sculptures and shit. Oh, yeah, yeah. we're all going to reactivate today.
Yeah. God damn it. I have to.
yeah, I got to play.
Sons of bitches.
But I just got so, because the lore thing, like I've seen the runes. Is like,
for you guys, it's I reactivate to a level 100 character. When I reactivate, it's like, fuck, now I have to re-roll and play an alliance.
no, without the stench, how can I
actually,
operate?
You got to pay expansion. A little bit more money, and what they do is they take your stink ape and put him in a bullshit. Shower, and he becomes human.
there you go.
but then I also have to pay more to server transfer.
That's true. No, so,
that's the shower.
I'm not seeing, yeah. I'm not seeing a problem for me.
But I just wanted to. I just wanted to say, like, to
you guys gonna high five Wrath. That shit,
motherfucker.
Was that clearly Blizzard was learning? Yeah, they decided yeah. let's have two starting areas
yeah.
for the new content because if you remember the days of entering Elfire Peninsula,
BC was launch
central.
Oh my!
They camped me. The Horde camped me because I chose to be on the goddamn French-Canadian fucking Mugdal server.
You didn't yeah. like the Barons?
Who the fuck thought it was a great idea to be on a PvP server anyway?
No, it's no, no, okay, no, no, no. okay.
I am one raising hand. My hand.
Actually, it's Alan's.
I am raising my hand.
And you hear
hand.
It all the time. People saying, oh, PvP or nothing. Oh, you play on a Care Bear server? Yes. Yeah. I want to play in a server that I can actually level like, my shit.
Bitch, have you seen a Care Bear? He's small and fuzzy and wonderful.
Yeah. yeah. it's like, why the fuck do I want to be on PvP? BC was the prime example of that. I remember going around, and I would have to call my friends because I sucked.
Yeah.
I'd be like, please, can you come by? We need to... And they would come by for an hour, and I could level yeah. for an hour.
I'm just trying to get a quest done in the Octodon, but right now it's the battle for the towers that no one cares about.
Yeah.
So there's a great story. There was this rogue on the Isle of Gank. Uh-huh. And I remember the name because, my God, it's embedded in my head.
We all know that fucking
yeah, name. How many repair bills was, that island generated?
Was yeah. it Sneak Sneak?
Nope. No. His name was Sonlor. He was an orc
because
rogue.
I did that
and
a
this
lot.
Fool... would just wipe all the alliance clean. It didn't matter how many you had on the island to go after him. He would sap and do whatever here, yeah. and he would kill two guys and then come back and finish the other
he
two.
He would take off all the stragglers first. Yeah. He would start ganking before someone would finally say Sonlor, right? It took us a while. And then finally, we would form Sonlor attack team, and we would find him. We did the worst.
But you got to remember, Sonlor wasn't an idiot either. No. He had his two little wimpy guys that followed him too. Mm-hmm. It's like, we'll take the first hits. So while they're getting messed up.
Yeah, the pawns go out.
Sonlor comes around and wipes out the mm-hmm. hunting party. And we would have to call on our mighty aid, Sven and his guild.
Yeah, you got to block that name.
It comes down to loot. It's like, why is this guy so good? Because he has the Warglaives of Winslot.
Warglaives of Winslot. That needs to be the name of it.
Warglaives no, it's of true, Winslot. Because I have hunted down many of people with the glaives.
Yeah.
And it was amazing.
And no, but we had to call, like when our buddy was raiding, Jurgen, when he was raiding with his guild in there, we would say, hey, would you mind coming by and taking care of this guy? And they were all hardcore raiders, so Sonlor was their bitch.
Yeah.
And then Sonlor would summon the entirety of the Horde, and Jurgen's guild would wipe them all out. That would be nothing but Horde bodies. And we would, it was like us, America. You know how we're
yeah.
not soldiers, but we're still fucking going, yeah, yeah. we fucking won. We won yeah. World War II, but we haven't been yeah, in World
we weren't
War
even
II.
There.
We fucking accept that victory.
And how that happened two times in 365 days.
Yeah.
363 days. Were
we
bitches.
Partied. Yes. We fucking partied. I remember just like, this is the greatest day of my life, you know, and I was married, but I wasn't as happy as when we fucking beat yeah, the Horde. On the Isle of Kel'Thas.
The only thing that comes close is the first day you figure out jacking off.
And yeah, and so, like, I remember going, man, I hope it's not like this way in fucking Wrath of the Lich King, right? Like Wrath of the Lich King gave us a little more hope. Because first off, they go, well,
a new hope, Wrath.
Yeah, yeah. And so, but again, though, they did the whole, the end of the world is coming. I remember the be starting it all of a sudden the major cities, the capital cities, would all of a sudden get overrun with zombies. Remember that?
And you would get
infected. You get infected by
zombies. Oh my god, just all the fucking infected zombies huddling up at the mage tower where the portal is. So it's like, if you come back from BC, you're infected.
You're infected. And they would. And be like, okay, I just got back from what the fuck?
Oh, complete what the fuck moment. Do you remember when some dickbags dragged Kaz, was it Kaz, the giant demon?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They dragged him to Ironforge.
And to the gates of Stormwind.
Yeah. You dickbags. It killed all the auction house members, all the bankers, just killed everything.
You would have to have like high level raiding guilds come in just to try to stop it.
Can we please take a note from Skyrim? The quest givers can't die.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever have, because like on our server that we played on, we would drag when World Bosses first came out and they were draggable. They had no zone.
Yeah, they didn't have boundaries.
We would drag them to the Alliance towns and just let them wipe the entire town.
The big thing was that stupid fucking giant mech in Hellfire. His patrol went right by the Alliance zone, not the Horde one.
Yeah, not the Horde zone.
Yeah, so that fucking giant mech would be inside my base raping my shit constantly. I'm like, I just want to understand jewel crafting.
Yeah, no, and now, you know, exactly. And I remember one time I'm logging in. I'm in the fucking inn in the Hellfire Peninsula because they have an inn and they're partying and the music's playing like really outside. It's just terrible, chaos happening.
And destruction and death.
The walls are burning, mind you. It's concrete or whatever. It's fucking rock and it's burning. That should give you a fucking idea as to what the fuck is happening here. Something really wrong is happening. And I walk outside and I get hit, and my screen's rumbling. And I'm thinking, oh shit, my video card's messed up. Something's wrong. And no, someone brought the goddamn Fel Reaver, which is this fucking humongous robot, into the base. And he's smashing all the guards. And I'm like, I walk outside dead. Well, I'm logging out for the night.
Yep. Well, I mean, all the quest givers are dead. The guards are just dying by the hordes. This is amazing. Thank you. No. Hit rating.
Oh, shit. That's what it is. That's right. Burning Crusade introduced that shit, too.
Yeah. Rating. Just like, all right, I got this new weapon for tanking, guys. I got a one-handed sword. All right, let's go test that baby out. Yeah. Whiff, and then in a party chat you see skill has increased to 132. Skill has increased to 133, and the mobs are flying around killing everyone.
That wasn't hit rating. That was weapon skill.
Weapon skill. That's what it was. Yeah.
Where you had to level each individual type of weapon.
Yeah.
Axes and two handed axes were separate. Hammers. And
you know you had a real badass when unarmed was weapon cast.
Oh yeah. Yes.
I believe my warlock was
because that's an achievement. Unarmed.
All of my shit was capped with the achievements came.
Jesus Christ, I forgot how stupid that was. Yeah
it's a feat of strength now, the knuckle duster, having your unarmed
capped out.
Yep.
And you can watch your damage increase too as your skill increased. It's like whiff, punch. You're like, fuck yeah, I'm a badass.
It was like Superman recovering from the fucking Krypton spray. Just, no, I'm back.
And that affected druids, because when you were in feral form, based on your weapon that you were equipped with. But it didn't level it unless you were out of form.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that is double dick bags.
It is. It was absolutely awful. There wasn't
So you just had to go find some like half-wit retard and hit him with your stick for an hour?
Basically. Mm-hmm. And you had to farm low level.
Pretty much you'd just pick a zone low level and you'd find something that wasn't going to kill you and you'd just sit there and whiff on it.
And also remember,
and then when you would kill them, you'd go to the next zone.
Or go heal spec and just keep casting hots on yourself while you're just whacking things.
And just remember how long it took to swing that fucking staff. Swing animation took 3 seconds. Because
you're using two-handed weapons as a druid.
Whack.
Slow.
2.76 seconds. Bullshit, this is 9 hours.
Yeah. It's like, I'm logging off for the night. And so at this point, I mean Sans Mr. Allen, of course, he was playing off playing Horde. But at this point, most of us were playing. We're working at a place called the Regional Encoding Center for the Post Office. And at that point, we were working night shifts. And
some of the
by the time
of my life,
yes. And by the time the Wrath of Lich King came out, we were all playing together.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Burning Crusade released once we started, and then Wrath,
And then Wrath, nope. we were all, this is going to be our thing.
Relationships had been formed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had all promised each other we're going to raid, and goddamn, that didn't work.
We exchanged rings.
Yeah.
We didn't know Nathan's wife yet. She was just that woman that would inconvenience us when we want to raid.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. 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 I remember. I remember specifically we were getting our tuxes because I got married that same year that that came out, and I remember getting Wrath of the Lich King Collector's Edition, being more excited about getting the Collector's Edition of Wrath of the Lich King than getting our tuxes.
Oh, I got double fucked on Lich King. Actually, man, I got fucked a lot. So what happens is I buy Lich King to have that shit installed at launch to start the bottlenecking. And so I'm playing and I'm playing. And, you know, there's everyone's fighting over resources. And there's this quest item that you have to click on to progress the story. So some guy clicks it and then walks away from his computer. So he's locked into it. And no one else can level. So shit's happening. So I get a phone call.
What are you doing?
Playing Warcraft.
I don't have the expansion yet. You don't love me.
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 All right. I'll be over. So we go over. The first thing I do is get her in the car and drive to Target. At Target. Wall of Wrath of the Lich King Special Editions. I've purchased the original already. Well, it comes with a pet. So I bought that game twice. The special edition was $60 and Normie was $40. I spent $100 for special edition.
God damn it.
And then, of course, she had to have the special edition.
Really?
And so, no, here's the best part. After the You Don't Love Me speech, and I will bring this up until we die.
Mm-hmm.
She gets installed and she's excited and she's logged in. And I was like, so yeah, like you want to like go get breakfast or hang out, maybe you know, fool around. And she just looks over her shoulder while she's logged into the computer like, can you leave? I'm like, Precedent.
Yeah. That's a beautiful moment. Men, remember that. When that happens, you will use that forever again. Be a way to get out of situations.
You want to go see my mother? Remember that time?
Remember that one time you didn't want to do something because you'd rather do something funner? Yeah.
You don't even play Warcraft anymore. I would rather reactivate than deal with your family.
Oh, God. That's already a whole other podcast for a whole other day. Shit I'd rather do. But, and so yeah, I mean, I remember we were rushing the intros to it. I don't even think any of us tried Death Knight until after we leveled our original characters to max.
Yeah, well, I baited the Death Knight that year, so I got that out of the way for
this motherfucker. Well,
I mean, pro tip: I mean, apparently with Monk it wasn't so true, but with Death Knight and with this new ass bag, the Demon Hunter, it's Blizzard baby effect. Yeah. Like whatever Blizzard's baby is, play that.
Yeah,
yeah,
because you'll be broken for at least 6 months.
Yeah. As they will
either that or play a healer because unfortunately the demon
baby occasionally needs heals.
Yeah, the baby will need a healer.
Death Knight didn't.
Yeah, that's when true. That's not even out yet, right?
Oh, it's gonna be like another 6 months.
So to cut in right now, year, I think. Right now the rumor is June, July release because they're thinking it's gonna release after the movie now. They're thinking that they're going to try to take advantage.
That is actually really smart idea.
No.
Brilliant. Oh, no, unless the movie sucks.
Now, here's
and then
the other
it's
part.
Going to be 6 months.
Now, here's the other part.
Well, Kim doesn't have anything vested in it.
Blizzard's already planning. Blizzard is already planning on giving away World of Warcraft at the night the movie releases. So everybody will get World of Warcraft when they buy their movie tickets.
Bullshit.
No, why not? It's already free right now.
Yeah, level 1 through 20 is free anyway.
Yeah. Well, not the new expansion, but right now you can get everything up to Panda free. After that,
Yeah, I'm not sure.
It's free right now. So if I was to go out and I wanted to catch up to you guys, I can just go like...
You would catch up to...
No. You wouldn't catch up to us. You would be like one or two expansions behind.
Yeah.
All of that stuff is free.
I get it. That's what he's saying. Yeah. I can't confirm it.
So...
That's how it's always been. Once an expansion comes up, they give it another expansion.
Well, what happens is, there's the current expansion, then there's the one before it, and everything before that is the battle box for like $20.
Yeah. So right now you can download pretty much all of that for free now.
Up to the thing is, I don't understand where Blizzard's going with this or how they're still killing on it, because you can now pay for World of Warcraft by playing World of Warcraft.
Exactly.
So but that, I don't know, how are they getting the money on that?
That counts for... You already have to pay a subscription to activate.
Yeah, you activate, then you got to buy the game.
Then you are devoting time. That means you are constantly logged in to be able to pay for that free account.
And not everybody can do it.
I'm still apparently paying for that shit.
No. And so, that's surprising enough, even though a lot of people can pay the game with gold, Like right now, I am.
It is not for casuals. They're catering to the hardcore. They're giving the hardcore players that.
Exactly.
Casual is still going
to. Well, I was under the opinion that in the event you just managed to get 6 to 10 characters garrison capped, the garrisons would pay for your subscription.
Oh, yeah. Right now, I am 3 months ahead in my subscription, and I have enough for another 3 or 4 more months.
God, so what you're saying is you can ship me a token tonight.
I could send you a token tonight and get you on the game. I could.
So
send
we're all a token getting tonight. Tokens.
Oh, I don't mind. God damn it.
I could actually pay for 2 tokens.
My stupid ass has a recurring. So we're all getting tokens tonight. Oh, right? There you go. No, well, I don't need one because I've fucking paid all the way through.
The unfortunate part is you can't send tokens. They're bound on account.
Yeah. I suspect most people don't play like that.
I thought they had an auction probably house like system one or two where characters you could buy and sell.
There's a token house though.
Well, no, I mean, it's in the auction house. It's just another tab on the auction house.
If you're a filthy casual, then yeah, you still got to pay your fee.
Yeah, because I am definitely filthy when it comes to that fucking game. Yeah,
I will be too.
Yeah.
Oh no, people still spend money on WoW. I mean,
definitely.
They're already
getting money from you.
What they're doing is they're moving away. They're moving away from that subscription thing to
micro.
Yeah.
Just like Star Wars did and everything else, they're so all like free
pets and
but
mounts
everything
and
else is micro. They give you, like Star Wars did, you get so many dungeon runs per day, and anything after that you have to pay for it. Get so many in-game credits to be able to purchase more dungeon runs.
I mean, you're saying oh no, but here's the thing. Let's say you're dungeon locked, because when you do a heroic dungeon and kill the 3 bosses, you're locked on them. They don't drop loot anymore. If you could spend $1 to make that boss drop loot again, would you?
So maybe I wouldn't.
If I was farming for Magtheridan, or not for Quag's Eye, I'd pay $1 to make Quag's Eye drop.
The thing though,
it's the same thing Call of Duty does.
But the thing is, heroics aren't locked like that. That's the thing with Blizzard. It's not locked like that. You could, if you had the time to spend, sit there and go into random. And just randomly go into dungeons. And every time you get that random heroic, you have a chance at loot regardless.
But it is random. Yeah. You can't
farm
specific.
If you want a specific one over and over, yeah, then no, you wouldn't be able to go back to it over and over like you
did. Which is what the hardcore players do.
Oh, yeah, I remember every single day we'd get off of work at 6 a.m. and have to do fucking the Quag's Eye hunt. What was that place?
The Slave Pens.
Slave Pens?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. We'd have to do the Slave Pens so that way the fucking warlock could bitch they didn't get Quag's Eye again.
And I would.
But like Call of Duty, their whole concept was, oh no, it's just vanity stuff in their chest. They've done this for the past 2 now, is they give chests. They're like, oh, and then it gets everybody, it's okay. They're fine. They do the microtransactions, but it's all cosmetic stuff. And then they start throwing in stuff that you want. So you've already bought the game. You're already invested now. And now they're adding stuff to the chest that were vanity at the time. And now I fucking want that because it's a good gun.
Right.
And now you're buying points to open chests to get shit.
But speaking of the aesthetic, the transmogging.
Mm-hmm.
That was a brilliant idea.
So I had been pitching that since vanilla. It's like, why can't I make my armor look how I want?
Yeah, because you have the old set, which you visually appealed to, mm-hmm. and then everything since then's shit, mm-hmm. because I don't want to look like a Beetleborg AQ-40.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I want to look this way, but still have my stats. And that also lended to myself where, again, when something is the platinum, the exclusive, I hate it.
Mm-hmm.
So when transmog came out, it was like, oh my god, look at all this shit I have from back in the day that you don't. And I said, oh my god, look what I have. And I made the most visually offensive thing. It was like looking at it was visually the same thing as hearing Gilbert Gottfried speak. I had a banana yellow helmet. I had a ice blue chest plate. I had red leg plates, black greaves, green gloves. It looked like a fucking retarded version of Captain Planet. It was fantastic. I had the top end rating sword, and I mogged it into a wooden training sword.
Yes.
So I would just walk up with my wooden training sword and go whack, and then noodles would pop out and start laser beaming people. Like a wooden sword just summoned Deathwing's tendrils. Yeah.
Yes. Yes, they did. Yes, they did.
On the flip side of the transmog, I can remember like that coming out, I was like, oh, thank God I've been saving all of my equipment for my Warlock for the last 3 years. I can have
my bat wings back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can recreate the Frost Witch armor, which is my favorite shaman armor.
The Plague Mask. Oh, that was my favorite, just the look.
The tendrils coming out of it?
No, the Plague Mask had the long nose, or the Plague Doctor Mask had the long nose. It was like the first set in Wrath.
Yeah.
And then Paladin's got the banana suit.
Delicious banana
suits. Fuck Paladins, because fuck Alliance, because there's no Alliance statue in front of fucking Blizzard headquarters.
They're goody two-shoes.
So anyway,
maybe we should start a petition to make Barack Obama respond to the fact that there isn't an Alliance statue in front of Blizzard.
What a good class. Use of that shit. Change.org.
So, I mean, we're having a lot of fun talking about this, but other than Lee, we're not playing it. So, I mean, reasons we don't play, reasons we would want to play again. Like, what's stopping you from joining and playing again right now, Alan?
Well, I don't have anybody really to play with.
Cue the sad music.
That and the fact that I really fell out of it when Blizzard started just giving stuff away, kind of loot wise, because my background was, when I got really into it, was World First Guild, and we were striving and pushing these dungeons on release day and finishing them within weeks of release. So we were getting World First, and it's like, we really busted our balls and have this really cool, good loot to show for it. We did something. We accomplished this. And then I exit the dungeon, and there's this little douchebag standing there with the same really good shit because he couldn't play very much. And Blizzard was like, here's a piece of candy. So I was like, fuck that. Mm. And I was done.
Mine was a little different than that. Mine, by the time Wrath had come out, I had decided I was going to spend the better part raiding. I wanted to do hardcore raiding. And so I actually, just like a job, kids, you have to apply to guilds. And I remember applying to guilds. I'd come from Mugthal with all sorts of awesome gear because thanks to the French Canadians, although I hate most of you, you guys had got me great gear.
Mm-hmm.
And so I applied to
and
some
the achievements you needed to link.
Yes.
Showing that you completed the raids.
Yes. It was a goddamn application with the resume and you made it funny. I mean, I didn't have a job at that time, but I swear to God, I got into a fucking guild. I mean, that meant something, right?
I remember on one of my job applications for World of Warcraft, I put, I will suck your dick for epics.
You know, honestly, I think we should be able to put that on real job applications and be able to get jobs. But I got into a great guild, and we raided for 2 years through two expansions. And really what happened was... I was so used to playing with them and playing with you guys. And it was so much. It sucked so much of my life that eventually when that actually began, when the guild raid began to slowly crumble down, I was like, I think this is the time I can jump out and be free again. Mm-hmm. And I took that jump, that leap, and I was out.
Yeah.
And you know, and days would pass. Like, I haven't played. Holy shit. Weeks would pass, I haven't played. Oh my God. And finally months. And I was like, it's over.
Mm-hmm.
I did it.
That feeling of, what if my loot dropped?
Yeah.
Like missing every week.
I missed that raid and my stuff could have dropped.
Yes. Yeah. And in the end, when that finally left, I felt okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, that's where sort of the Warcraft died, singing My Oh My, Miss American Pie.
Mm-hmm.
Lee?
So for me, WoW hasn't really died.
Mm-hmm.
It took a hiatus for a couple of years during Mists because...
boring as fuck?
Well, that and everybody stopped playing.
Mists is when everybody...
Mists is when everybody was pretty much done with the game. They had done it for a while and they were... I mean, we were also starting to adult, unfortunately. actually.
How old are you?
No, I'm being serious.
I know.
I'm sorry. We were going for a stint there where we were
unemployed.
We were like painfully unemployed.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you can ever get on unemployment, kids, do so. It's wonderful. Money shows up in the mail. Yeah, you can't do much, but you can pay your WoW subscription.
Yes, you can.
And ramen is cheap.
And ramen is cheap.
Yep. No, you buy potatoes by the sack and you boil the potatoes and wear the sacks.
That is so true.
God, why? Cheap gaming 101.
But no, I came back mostly because there was nothing for me to do with a lot of people at one point. Because of the situation where we were all used to hang out in one place, and that sort of fell apart, and we didn't really have a central location to hang out at, I really didn't get to hang out with everybody. So I kind of came back to WoW. And at that time, thankfully, it was, hey, you have gold, you can pay for your subscription. So that saved me the trouble of spending real money.
Yeah.
And so I could hang out and play the game and keep going for a while. And I think right now it's kind of funny. It feels like a routine for me now, only because the content that we're in right now, which is Warlords of Draenor, I came in on it as it was already over. Like, it was already coming to the end, and most of the raids were already being farmed. So if you want to get into a raid right now, you have to have the achievement and pay 100,000 gold. So I'm not doing that anytime soon. Yeah. But I do it now where I log in, check all my characters, collect my gold. Maybe I'll go do something. But now it's more like it's just something like a thing now. It's not really fun.
Kind of like an unwind at the end of the night.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'll just get on there and I'll just click, 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 click. And it's like, maybe I'll do a fishing thing, maybe I'll do a cooking thing, whatever. It's a
really glorified clean Candy Crush for you.
Exactly, exactly. And it's free, thankfully. Oh, yeah.
For you now it is free, because you pay with
so that's a good thing.
You served your nickel, it's free.
Yeah.
So, but now that the new expansion is getting ready to come out really soon, fingers crossed, I'm getting excited again. I mean, I'm not farming up any gear or anything like that, but I am, you know, building up enough gold so that when the expansion does hit, I can actually come in there and have, you know, buy up the things I need to get the right gear so that I'm at least one step ahead this time versus being almost a whole expansion behind.
And it's it's awful because just talking about it, reminiscing about it, makes me want to play it again.
Yeah.
It's
like, go start.
It's like heroin. I just get the fucking itch.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's and here's the thing. I mean, this is the one thing I miss about the game. And this is the one thing I love about the game and one thing I hate about the game. The friendship in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Because the friendships I made and the friendships that are still there are freaking amazing.
No, I remember you making friends with your filthy casual guild.
Filthy casual and guild.
They liked you so much that when the World of Draenor launched, they were like, Lee, we want you to play. And we know you're strapped on cash and, you know, $60 is a phone bill. So me and my wife bought you the game.
Yeah, I love them so much. I mean, I still keep in contact with all the old filthy casual players that I played with in the past. Mm-hmm. And so.
And it is a great way to meet new people you never would.
The truth. Yeah. That is the truth.
Yeah. Right there. I mean, if you just hang out and trade chat and bullshit, it's a really pretty AIM instant messenger, but it's still fun.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like, well, like you saying that, like for me now, my niche other than Warcraft that's similar is the Division that came out.
Yeah, but that game sucks.
You guys don't enjoy it, but the whole friendship thing, it's the same premise is anymore the MMO thing. If I'm not hanging with you guys on a game, I'm trying to make new friends. And that for me right now, other than Call of Duty with you guys in the evenings, is friends. You want somebody to be able to talk to, hang out with similar interests.
And that's similar interests of ganking and camping noobs.
Exactly.
I love it.
And that's kind of the evolution of friendship now, I think. It's not like it used to be where you would go meet somewhere to hang out or whatever. It's through texting. And I mean, I don't want to get all philosophical about it, but
you already did.
Too late. So, but yeah, I mean, but like I said, there's the other side of it too, because when we did get together to raid, I'm not going to lie to you folks, I'm going back to the beginning, I was a terrible tank.
And, oh, dude, salt sprayed.
Yeah, and Ron would remind me of how terrible I was, even though he would never tank.
Yeah, and your video card was fucking terrible, too.
Oh, it was.
Like, we have to tank the fucking bone spike guy in ICC against this particular wall, because otherwise the frost graphics will lag Lee down so hard he can't taunt.
He goes down to about 2 frames per second. If you've ever had 2 frames per second graphics,
it's ugly.
Yeah, pretty fucking bad.
Anywho, so, okay, basically, you're still in it because... It's a, you as a casual, you're not doing the hardcore PvP or raiding. Mm-hmm. It's this just nice wind down gaming that's not enraging.
Exactly.
Because I also, I have to get off of Call of Duty at 9 p.m. if I want to be calm enough to sleep by 10:30.
Thank you. Thank you. It is a relaxing thing. Yeah. I'll just start clicking on my little, oh, yeah. I got my gold. Da, 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 da. I'm done.
Yeah. And you get this small sense of accomplishment.
Exactly.
Nathan?
Well, let's see. I think the beginning of the end for my consistent playing was when they changed the guild mechanics and actually made the guild important. Because when it was just like just a way to make communication simpler, then you'd have pretty eclectic guilds. Like our guild was like Critical Failure or any of the other permutations it went through was sort of a mishmash of people that all kind of knew each other or at least were friends of friends. But we all had different play styles, and I think when we started out, I think I was probably the more hardcore player of the group because I had been like in the trying to do raids in Molten Core, and then I just like gave up on raiding at the same time where you guys got really into raiding, and I always felt mismatched there. But once the guild perk started, and then people started to make their guild decisions based on what they could get out of the guild, it like, you know, like the... My raid groups changed, or my guild, the guild makeup changed, and I didn't have that social component that was pulling me in as much. And then work, you know,
fucking work.
Getting a full time job that also has seasonal upticks was pretty damaging to my my gaming experience in general. But I mean, when the expansions come out, like I'll buy them and play them. But for me now, it's less of the MMO as it's. This is the next installment of the Blizzard story, you know? So like, I didn't really play Mists of Pandaria. I did when Cataclysm came out, I was stoked about Cataclysm. I bought it. I played it for a while, had a lot of fun. Didn't want to start raiding. Same thing with Mists. I don't even think I picked it up. Mists came out after Cataclysm, right?
Yes.
Okay. Warlords of Draenor, wasn't going to play it. I think Lee, you started again or someone started again, and they were telling me about how fun it was. So I picked it up, played it, enjoyed what I did, liked the story elements. Don't play it right now. When this next expansion comes out, I am going to buy it. And I'm
going to
play
it. It's the Demon Hunter, man.
Ugh. Yeah, well, we'll see. Because, and again, that ties back to like one of the things I said very early on was in vanilla WoW, in Azshara, there was a little island that no one would go to because there was no reason to go to. There was no quest to take you there. It was off the beaten path. But I was farming my elemental shit that I needed that rarely dropped so I could make that stupid leather set for my druid so I could make him kind of tank, even though he can't hold aggro. And so I found an island, and there was a guy there who had the, you know, the blind. He was blind. Mm-hmm. He had the thing tied to him, and he had fell hunters around him. And it's like, shit, there's a demon hunter here. Like back in Vanilla WoW, they were teasing that. Back in 2004, they had what looked like a demon hunter. Mm-hmm. And I was totally stoked about that, thrilled. When they had Burning Crusade and at the Black Temple, they had the demon hunters training. I was like, yeah, this is it. This means that's what we're going to get next time. So now it's finally happening. So I'm kind of excited about that.
It is exciting. Talking about it again makes it.
But I haven't found another MMO either that's really hit me the same way as WoW did. Mm-mm. Probably for those same reasons.
Yeah.
But like I tried WildStar. That was a lot of fun.
WildStar was really fun.
Incredible
really
mechanics.
Fun. Yeah.
Tried Lord of the Rings Online, and that was pretty fun.
I mean, heck, we tried Dungeons & Dragons Online.
Yeah.
And then that's actually a pretty fun game. It's really easy to pick up and play. It just doesn't give you that feeling.
Yeah. So that's where I'm at in the World of Warcraft. But Lord help me if they make a StarCraft MMO.
Oh, no, they won't.
No, they won't, but you'll never see me again.
All of South Korea would collapse in upon itself.
Yeah, there we go. they wouldn't be able to repel the North Korean invasion because yeah. they'd be too busy. Because
they're all playing that fucking game.
You need to micro the North. Micro the North.
Ron, did you mention yours already?
No.
Okay, let's give us.
He's got to think, Mick, about it.
So,
I remember you were still playing, Miss, because you got me into it again.
I did. I keep going back to it. And it's
like being a recovering WoW player.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're never over it.
Yeah.
WoW rehab.
It is. It's, you know, like if you've ever had a relationship with a person in your life where like you've had a lot of great moments together, but in the end, when it comes down to it, there's just things that you can't see eye to eye on or get past.
Yeah. That's Tony for me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. imagine if you had to pay a subscription fee to be friends with Tony.
Mm-hmm. Some of y'all do.
You'd probably stop.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say.
But no, it's two things. One, it's that PvP aspect. I can give a fuck about rating. I care about achievements, and I care about making other people mad.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Me and you would get along great in the game, Ron.
The amount of time you have to spend to make sure you can make other people mad and not be mad yourself, that's a pretty high investment. They claim to be making it easier with the newest expansion. You know, prestiging and getting the armor really easy. And maybe. And then like Ellen said, the friend thing. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to go back alone. Like, I'm not going to walk into an opium den and just be like, hey, I don't know you. Let's get out. No, I want to walk into my opium den with the people that I used to get high with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? And then one thing that has always frosted my ass about World of Warcraft is I am a completionist. And one dude in the history of World of Warcraft completed it. He had all of the achievements. And it was such a big deal, he made the news. So as a completionist, looking at that, like, imagine being fucking OCD and living in a house where everything is not 90 degrees. That's what World of Warcraft was like to me. Like, well, I'm good here. Need to do this. Like, I was trying to time manage. Like, well, these have 1 week lockout and this has a 1 day lockout and this I can do every 3 hours and trying to get all these achievements lined up. And it was just like, no. The achievement whore in me was getting overloaded. And like people are like, well, why can't you just do something casually and have no.
No.
I am hardcore and I'm a completionist. If I'm into something, I am into it. And with World of Warcraft, when I was on unemployment and dicking around and going to college, that was fine because I had 40 hours to spend to keep up.
Mm-hmm.
Not to get ahead, but to keep up. And now that I don't. And like anytime any MMO comes out, my default argument is if I'm going to play an MMO, it's going to be World of Warcraft because I already have so much invested. And second, I'm not going to play World of Warcraft because I have a job. Now, if you are capable of playing Candy Crush and not taking 1 week off from work to get done with all the levels at 4 stars each, then, yeah, I would say play World of Warcraft. But as a person who uninstalled Candy Crush because they keep coming out with levels before I can four-star cap all the levels that are already out, I would say no.
Yeah, so let's just take a break from that.
Yeah. And that's why I don't play Candy Crush anymore.
Yeah. Damn it.
So next week's episode, Candy Crush. Yeah, Candy
Crush. Our gaming addictions. So, I mean, this episode, I call it a Warcraft rehab because, like I said, all of us are in varying degrees of wanting to play Warcraft and not wanting to play Warcraft. Again, I remember for a lot of us, when we tried to raid together, we would have barbecues afterwards. Remember that shit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We would cook and we'd fucking have fun. Mm-hmm. But those days were good.
But I also remember the nights where we would raid and then we wouldn't talk to each other for a few days because we were just enraged.
Because shit dropped and someone didn't get it. Yep. And then we'd lose fun buns because he's a goddamn prima donna.
I remember Fred when my
fuck Fred.
My GPU burned out.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, but Ron, how are you going to do your dailies? I'm not going to be able to do them, Fred. How are you going to keep up with the raid and your achievements? I'm not going to be able to do that, Fred. And I don't need that in my life anymore.
Yeah. Also, we can have a whole other discussion on that, man.
Yeah, I don't know if he was trolling me or if he was blissfully ignorant. It was like, Fred, I don't think you realize how close you are to having a fucking split fucking tooth smile, you Filipiner.
That man is a whole other episode. Yeah.
we could just have an episode just on him.
We don't have a lot of time left.
Gaming has ruined relationships.
Yes, yes, it has. And so with that, again, Warcraft, another big part of our lives, gaming lives that we still crave.
Yeah, it'll poke back in. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that I'll end up buying that fucking expansion.
Probably the special edition,
just for the pet.
Yeah.
So I can get one step closer to that pet achievement that I'm not grinding anymore.
So again, those of you listeners who have ever played Warcraft and want to tell us some of your favorite memories of Warcraft, if you're still playing, if you stopped playing, let us know. Let us know what you think. I want to thank everybody who's listening today, everybody here who gave us their wonderful stories about their glorious memories of fighting in the wonderful world of Azeroth. For the Filthy Casuals, I am Tony.
I am Lee.
Nathan.
You cannot spell wrong without Ron.
Jeebus Shiest.
And we are the Filthy Casual Podcast, and we're logging off. Guys, have a good one.